Your word would be a lamp unto our feet, light to our path. May we hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Today I was praying about something, and something the Lord has been walking me through, taking me through, and it's kind of been, I guess, maybe a complaint about it. And he just spoke this word real clear in my spirit, and he said, didn't you pray to know my ways, right? And you know, I just opened my scripture. As I was praying, I just had my eyes closed, opened the scripture, and fell right to this conversation that Moses and God had in Exodus chapter 33. Because see, every day when we're praying, and we're praying this confession, we pray this thing that we may delight in your will, God, and that we may walk in your ways, right? Something we pray every day. That when we do the confession, God cleanse me because my real heart is to, I want to delight in you and your will for my life, and I want to walk in your ways. Now, this is a conversation in Exodus 33 that Moses and God were having. Moses was in the tent of meeting where he would go, which I think is the coolest thing. He would go in this tent, the glory cloud would come over this tent. And at the entrance, people would come to their tents and watch, and they would see this cloud physically come down, and then God would speak to Moses face to face. So I've always been one of my favorite passages. Now, this one been one of my prayers throughout the years. Lord, I want to hear you like this. I want to hear you so well. It's like a face-to-face conversation. But this is Moses and his conversation with the Lord, and this is Exodus 33. Verse 12, and then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, Lord, bring up this people, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. He just said, you're going, but Moses was saying, Lord, you didn't tell me who's going with me or who's going to be there to help me. Moreover, you have said to me, Moses, I have known you by name, and you have found favor in my sight. What a great thing to hear God say, right? Moses is a type of Christ. Unlike Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when he was talking to Moses, he told them, you know, those are the God of your fathers. But it said to Moses, he made his name known. Like Moses knew him more intimately than these guys. And you'll see why in a minute, because this is one of the things that Moses prayed, and I'm sure he prayed several times. In verse 13, now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, God, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And God said back to him, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. He then said, if your presence does not go with us, then do not lead us up from this place. That's very smart, right? For how can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I, and your people may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing that you, which you have spoken of. If you have found favor in my sight, and again, Moses, I've known you by name. I've known you. So he already told Moses that he had favor in his sight, but Moses prayed this thing to God, Lord, show me your ways so that I can know you, right? Because I can't know the Lord if I don't know his ways, right? And so in Psalm 103:7, David is speaking. This is, he's speaking of Moses. I really like this one. Then we'll look at a few of them in here. Psalm 103:7, I believe it is. He says this, he made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the sons of Israel. All right, knowing God's acts is just kind of seeing his power, seeing his hand, seeing the stuff that he does, right? But Moses said, Lord, I want to go beyond that. I want to know your ways, right? This is Psalm 86. This is David. He says this in verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And this is I have written in here the Passion Translation, too, of 86:11, which I like much better. This is what David is saying. This kind of this Hebrew heart translation. Teach me more about you, how you work, how you move, so I can walk onward in your truth until everything within me brings honor to your name. Isn't that good? Lord, teach me more about you, how you work, how you move, so that I can walk onward in your truth and everything within me, right? Teach me, Lord, teach me what you're thinking. I want to know in this situation your ways. I want to know your heart in this situation. What do you say, right? And something about that, when God begins to teach us his ways, and we've all prayed that, because that's what I'd prayed to the Lord, and I prayed it for years. And then you find yourself walking in a certain situation, and you find yourself kind of grumbling as they did. And then the Lord say, well, hey, didn't you ask me to know my ways here, right? Is that really what you want to know? Yes, Lord, that's what I want to know. Then trust me here, and I'll show you my ways. Another one's in Psalm 51 is a really great one, especially during the Lenten season. It's a prayer of restoration from David after he did his whole deal with Bathsheba and had her husband Uriah killed. And this is his prayer of repentance. But he says this again, verse 12 and 13 of Psalm 51. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. So in the Passion Translation 12 and 13 says, let my passion for life be restored, tasting joy in every breakthrough that you bring to me. Hold me close to you with a willing spirit that obeys whatever you say. Then I will show the other guilty ones how loving and how merciful you are, and they will find their way back to you. Right? In the midst of this repentance prayer, David was saying, Lord, show me your ways. Show me your heart. Teach me. Because one of the things, if you remember back when in Exodus chapter 33, as we were praying, I mean, as Moses and God was having this conversation, I'm going to turn back over here so I don't mess it up. My thinker's not working too good. And God answers his prayer, and he says, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, right? And then Joshua, there's places in Deuteronomy, we don't have time to go to everywhere, every place, but this is at the end of the book of Joshua. And it says, the Lord gave them rest on every side, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not one of all their enemies stood before them. The Lord gave their enemies into their hand, and not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed, and it shall come to pass. Right? So this is the ways of God. Lord, let me know your ways, Moses prayed. Because we're all on these many journeys, M-I-N-I journeys, right? And in every many journey, God is bringing you to a place of rest, right? Inward rest in your spirit, where you're at peace. Because all around you, Scripture would say this, you know. He said, I want to give you rest from your enemies on every single side. So I don't want to settle with the enemy over here to the right being defeated and being at rest, right? Because you know what that means? I've got one in front of me, on the left, and behind me, right? So on these many journeys that the Lord's taken us, that's what happened to Joshua when they went in there. It's just a picture of the Spirit-filled living. They defeated every enemy before them. God has said, you've already defeated them, like being in Christ. You've already won, now go possess it. And they possess by dispossessing the enemy. And what happened was, after all the battles, God gave them rest on every single side. Because his presence always goes before us. That's part of knowing God's ways. I've got to trust him in these many journeys. There's M-A-N-Y, many journeys, and then there's many small little journeys you go on, right? So there's many and many journeys you go on. He's bringing you to a place of rest, right? That's what you got to trust. And then this particular thing that God was dealing with me, he was actually bringing me to a place of rest, but I was grumbling about how we were getting there. And I was grumbling about the particular enemy that we were having to face to bring me rest there, right? But when I heard the Lord say that, I was like, yes, Lord, that is so true. Because he said here too, it said that the ark always went before them. which is the presence of God, always goes before you, right? In any journey, think about that. It always goes before you. The presence of God goes before you. So where you're walking, the presence of God has already been, right? We just show up for the journey with an attitude of thankfulness. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this journey that you have me on. Thank you that your presence is going before me. Thank you that you have already defeated this enemy. And thank you, Lord, that you are bringing me to a place of rest. Okay? Now, he never let them, when they were in the wilderness, he always did this one thing. There was a pillar of cloud by the day. At night, there was fire, right? Just time they would get camp all set up and they would be happy in one place, it would move. Time to go. Okay? Because in our humanity, you're going to have a tendency to kind of stay put where you are. You got rest. You got the victory over this enemy. And everything within us wants to say, whew, wow, rest. Kick back. But you've forgotten that you have the enemies on this side and this side and this side and this side as well. So it's time, you got to get up and move, right? On to the next one. Then on to the next one. Then on to the next battle. Then on to the next battle. Because there's a reason there. Again, he wants to bring you to a place where all of your enemies are at peace with you, right? Because they're so tired of getting their butts kicked that they give you rest and they back off, right? That's what happens. They were terrified when Joshua first went into the land, and he sent the two guys spying, and they went into Jericho, and they were talking to Rahab, and she was saying, "We've already heard about you guys, and everybody in this land is trembling because of you. They're terrified of you guys." That's insight into the enemy of our soul. He is terrified of you, right? All he can do is lie and make himself look bigger than he is. They're terrified. And so when Joshua went in there, every enemy they faced, the Lord said, "They're already, you just show up for the battle and you're going to defeat them every time." The only time they got defeated there was when they didn't listen to the Lord. They'd always go back to this place called Gilgal. That was a place of, in the scripture, the place where they were circumcised. They set up these stones, the place where in the New Testament where our flesh has been crucified with Christ and it's Him, right? It's when we get ahead of the Lord. Okay, it's the only time they got, the only defeat they ever got is when they got too far and they just weren't dependent on Him to do it through and for them, right? So, that's a good prayer to pray, y'all. God, I want to know your ways. And if you want to know His ways, He will teach you His ways, right? You don't want to just see His acts. You want to know the heart of God, what He thinks. And, you know, because when I go on this next journey, I'm getting His ways kind of down in me a little bit. And then I go on the next journey, His ways are even deeper. So as I'm walking here, I'm not shocked about, you know, the things going on around me, you know, and everything in your life, falling apart, you know, your cars, houses, money, all the things happen, you know. You're just on the next journey to rest. That's where He's bringing you. But you find yourself a little further along in knowing His ways. Amen. So we have to stop there because we don't have time. But think about that. Every day you pray the confession and you're in here that you're saying that I may delight in your will, God, and walk in your ways. You will not delight in God's will on how He's doing things if you're not ready and willing to know His ways. Right? If you're ready and willing to know His ways, then you will delight in His will. Because then it says, you can go back and read it in Exodus 33, all of the goodness of God passed before Moses. He got to see the goodness of God. The Lord kind of had to shield him a little bit. But all of God, He said, all of my goodness is going to pass before you. So on every journey, that is the ultimate goal. His goodness will pass before you. He wants to show you His goodness in just another area. Amen.